I just honestly really wanted to have a conversation about the fact that there's no pride kind of being represented and almost allowed to happen across the Fraser Valley, and especially with Pride, the Pride Parade being canceled again for now the second year in a row, and not using the term, not using the pandemic as an excuse. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought that was really important to talk about, like the upcoming queer prom event that the Pride Collective of UFE is actually hosting and being a part of that.
My name is Ray. I use they, them pronouns, and I am the vice president for UFE Pride Collective.
And my name is Beth. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the secretary of the Pride Collective.
Thank you. It was nice to have you both here. So yeah, tell us about what the queer prom is and why you decided to have it this time in April, and kind of like what your kind of hopes are from this event and to what you want it to represent for yourselves and upcoming university students.
We know as a Pride Collective that a lot of queer folks in high school growing up didn't get a chance to experience prom the way they wanted to, like dressing the way they wanted to or going with their partner or partners. A lot of people also didn't have a prom because of COVID, and even like those attending like religious institutions also weren't able to experience prom the way they wanted to, especially. I know we had some folks in our collective express that. So we just want to be able to provide that opportunity in university, because university is where you can find yourself, explore that part of your identity, hopefully, and we want to be able to provide that with Pride Collective. We thought queer prom would be a good way to do that in the semester.
Yeah, and I think it's also just, we really want to be celebrating Pride on campus, and I think this is a great way to do that, like having a big, it's formal, you know, it's, there's like a dance, and obviously like you can dress however you want when you come, and there's going to be like a drag show, and all of that. I think it's just really good to kind of show that we are celebrating Pride on campus, and it is something to be celebrated.
And you know, Ray, you actually mentioned something very kind of interesting to me, at least, that you said that, you know, even religious people weren't able to have it, and so they're also welcome. So this is a very, very inclusive and welcoming environment you're having, compared to what I feel a lot of a certain demographic of Abbotsfordians believe queer events are about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wanted it to be as inclusive as possible. We know that a lot of people didn't get to celebrate that queer part of their identity for a long time, or even now, especially in the Fraser Valley. So having that just like fun, happy celebration with queer prom like on campus, I think that's a really great thing to promote that.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are doing a live like drag event, and that's been another form of contention in this, in the community. You know, obviously there's the one kind of major, I say protest, but it's really just a negative energy rally yeah. that happened in Abbotsford. There was another kind of outcry about it in Chilliwack. How important it is to not be afraid to put another drag performance on and is welcome as. So can you talk about like what you guys saw of those moments that happened in the Fraser Valley communities and pushing to have this happen in your own event?
It was definitely, it was something that was brought up very early in the queer prom planning process about how we wanted to have, we're calling it Baby's First Drag, not actual babies, we've had to clarify that.
But even if it is the actual babies, you know?
Just yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah,
like, let them
babies
dress up.
Babies need to express themselves.
They do.
I used to steal my babysitter's dresses all the time, and she was in beauty school, so she would paint my nails and do my hair, because I had my hair down to my shoulders.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah, there's probably pictures of baby Taryn. Like up until I was almost 5 or 6,
wow,
doing that. So
amazing.
It's like I said, you get to express yourself. So
totally.
Real babies allowed to express themselves. You know, they cry all the time.
Exactly. Yeah.
So babies for totally baby. Agree. And then the name baby, is that a potential RuPaul reference or?
It was one of our other Pride Collective members that came up with the name, but okay, our general idea was that we just wanted to provide an opportunity for those that are interested in drag to do it for the first time in like a safer, more inclusive, supportive environment. So folks are just able to come up and like, maybe if they want to dress up and do their makeup, just show their outfit and like their look. Some people will be lip syncing for the first time, doing like a little number. And then we have a few more experienced drag performers coming and doing numbers as well. And then like helping out with their makeup and just kind of giving them confidence boosters, tips for the overall event, how they'll do everything. When we had this idea, definitely the idea of safety like concerns came up very heavily. We wanted to make sure we have enough security and like folks, if they needed safe walks to come, like if they wanted to come and drag or they're able to do drag here at UFE in the Student Life Lounge, we have that all set up for them. So safety was like our big utmost priority with planning all this, but we really wanted to include it because we thought it was really important to have experience for them.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what drag is and who it's for. And we really wanted to just sort of demonstrate that, like, it's not this, like, hypersexual thing that's only for adults. It's still something that could be for, like, younger folks, and it's not what some people think it is. Personally, for me, this is going to be my first drag show. I've never been to a drag show before, and I have a feeling it's going to be the same for a lot of other people who are attending. And so in that way, we're able to sort of break down those stereotypes by showing, like, this is what drag can be for mm-hmm. people who have never experienced it before. And I think that will help to sort of deconstruct the ideas that people have about it, and show that it's really the celebration of expressing yourself and just having fun and lip syncing to music and dancing.
How has been acquiring and getting drag performers to sign up for this after such a negative backlash from their local communities?
Yeah, we were a little bit nervous about how many people would actually sign up, but I think we have about 10 people that signed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then we were talking with the drag performers, the more experienced ones that are going to be providing us support, and they were, like, giving us ideas about how to encourage more people to sign up. We had one person do, like, a little promo video to sign up for it. And, yeah, overall, the response has been very positive, which is very exciting.
I was talking to some student friends of mine, both cisgendered men, and they were asking, like, well, the name Queer Prom, does that make you want to go to it versus something that says prom put on by the Pride Collective in that? Like, do you feel that's kind of gatekeepy? And my response, and I would like to get your thoughts to hearing that, my response was like, yeah, good, it's gatekeepy. You know, like, a little healthy gatekeeping for this is, like, actually good to have.
Yeah.
And do you feel this the kind of the same way that this kind of healthy form of gatekeeping to only have accomplices and allies who are there to support and just, is that something that you want? Or do you kind of feel like that is kind of a not a stance that we want people to feel when they hear the name?
I think very early on in the planning process, we all kind of decided, like, we really wanted the focus to be on the LGBT plus community. And, like, we didn't want anything to take away from that. You know, even though, like, everyone is welcome to attend, of course, we really wanted the focus to be on that, to let people know, like, this is what it's for. This is who it's for, who's planning it.
Yeah, because I think a lot of straight and cisgender people, most of them had, like, the prom experience that they wanted. They were able to go with their partners and, like, wear what they wanted to feel comfortable. For the queer community, most of them did not get that. So we really wanted that focus to be on, we're giving this to the queer community in the Fraser Valley, especially growing up in the Fraser Valley. Like, you don't get that. You probably shouldn't be attending queer prom.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. When I went to my prom, I went with my best friend, Alex, who is a man. Mm-hmm. And we got pretty much teased a lot when we were there. But my friend, who is openly gay, was told he wasn't allowed in with his partner, and that was back in 2011. Sorry to age myself a bit there. So that's back in 2011. It's been, what, 12 years now? Has there been much positivity growth from your viewpoints, and is it still just a continuously major problem that you're seeing with new university students coming in, that we're still having forms of gatekeeping?
I know that we've had, like, a lot of international students, like, reach out to us about how they're very excited to go and attend this because they don't have anything like this back home. I guess, like, when they were coming to Canada, like, in our country, where we're, like, we really say, like, oh, we accept everyone, diversity, inclusivity, that's, like, our utmost priority. They were kind of still surprised to see a lot of discrimination and bigotry in the Fraser Valley because it's such a small town, very, like, Bible Belt community. And that was kind of disappointing for them. So then when they were seeing that we're doing this queer prom, we're doing all these fun, inclusive educational activities together, like, as a Pride Collective, then they were excited to see at least that part. Can you repeat your question?
I was just asking, like, you know, because for me, when I witnessed my friend, a friend of mine, get gatekeeped and mm-hmm. not allowed to enter his own prom, and kind of what you're saying about that this prom is for those students and the members of the queer societies who weren't allowed to have that.
Yeah.
Has that, in your experience, has that even progressed even a shred in the last, like, 12 years since it happened to me, like, or in your lifetimes from when you guys were in high school? Have you seen any kind of progression, and what kind of new students coming in just, like, getting to experience that this for the first, kind of their own first time and getting one for themselves? Like, how has kind of that, and that was basically the question.
Okay, I see.
You were like actually answering it. Perfectly answering it in the first.
I have seen like a lot of progression, even like in the Fraser Valley. Like when I went to my prom in high school, there were like gay people and their like partners were allowed to go. It was just more, there wasn't any steps taken to decrease like the discrimination or like any safety procedures specifically for queer people, which was like they were just saying like, oh, you're allowed to go, but we're not really going to do anything to protect you. Like, you're going at your own risk and you're probably going to be harassed, which is not really encouraging them to have a safe, good queer prom experience.
Yeah, and especially from the institution to bring that is kind of, so I feel like that, to me, that makes this just more powerful that it's you guys as young adults doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about what happened at the Mission City Council meeting at all about the Pride flag? Just the fact that turned into a mini, not brawl, but like shouting match about what's fair or not fair when they'd made the decision of and telling their reasons for not wanting to flag it on government or facility buildings. What does that kind of say? Like, doesn't that take us back a step? How does that, do you feel the importance of the queer prom yourselves then? And why this is such a like really key thing for us, for students to be doing themselves?
Yeah, I know I had a friend that was at that meeting and kind of talked about it and was very upset because they were, of course, on the side about, like, we should be displaying this flag for, like, our city council and for the city. And then just the reasoning about, like, oh, like, you know, we're worried about, like, people being, about, like, it being vandalized or just, like, that, you know, we don't want to, like, make people angry and, like, but yeah, people are going to be angry about, like, queer identity, but, like, we can't just ignore it and, like, that's not really a nice reason to get angry at someone.
Yeah, and plus then you're angering another demographic of your population too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
I think I just feel very lucky to be a student like at UFV in the midst of all of this, because I think like you know, coming from I grew up in Langley, so I'm not really super familiar with like the queer scene in Abbotsford or Chilliwack or Mission, but I went to a Christian high school, and so coming to UFV, it's been very, probably the most inclusive place that I've ever been, and I feel very comfortable like openly expressing my identity and all that, and I see a great opportunity for UFV to be a very queer inclusive space in the Fraser Valley, which is very needed. And so that's kind of like my goal. And I feel like the Pride Collective's goal is to just make UFV like the most accepting place possible for queer students and for queer people. And I think that's our way of kind of making progression in our community, is by starting here with us, with the students, with our community, and just hoping that will spread.
For the queer prom, is this kind of an event that you want to have happen every single year? Constantly a thing that one of your legacies of being part of the Pride Collective is you can come back here in 5-10 years and say, yeah, this is still ongoing. Our message is still strong. This is still growing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I would love for this to happen again next year, like already, because this is our first year planning it. It's been a learning opportunity for sure. Like, there's been a lot of things that we're figuring out kind of as we go. And I think as we continue to do this every year, it'll get easier to plan. We'll probably have a bigger budget. We'll be able to promote it more, get more folks able to come. And I can see it just becoming like a really awesome thing. And so, yeah, I would personally love to do it every year.
Yeah. I know that UFV, they had like a Pride Collective a few years ago, and then it kind of, because all the students graduated, then it just wasn't really brought up again. So I helped, me and my friend Bradley, we like helped start this club back up again, I think in early 2021. And that was kind of our goal, just to like keep this club in place, even like after we graduate, just keep bringing on new people, to keep promoting inclusivity specifically for queer people on campus. And I do think queer prom is a great way to do that. It's definitely been a learning curve. There's lots of things that we're still figuring out as we go. Would be a nice idea, but I think our biggest goal is just like to keep promoting inclusivity and like doing things to make UFE a safer place for queer people.
This story has been brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, telling the untold stories of Canadians across the country. For this and more local stories across Canada, go to canadainfo.ca.